Welcome to Myrtle Moms with Margaritas, the show where we sip cool drinks, talk about hot topics, and certainly don't take ourselves too seriously. I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom, and let's jump into this week's episode.
Yeah, let's do it.
So have you really listened to the Barbie song, like as a joke, like I'm actually asking that, the Aqua people that sing that song?
Yeah.
Barbie. Have you ever like really listened to it?
Oh yeah, it's weird.
It's
inappropriate.
Right?
Yeah.
So it keeps on coming on right now because of the Barbie movie or whatever. And I'm like, oh, the kids.
You know Barbie and Ken are brother and sister, right?
What?
Yeah, the woman who created Barbie, her kids' names were Barbie and Ken.
Oh, this is mind blog.
Correct.
Holy, what?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Ew.
So all those times that you had
Barbie and Ken kissing. Wow.
Brother and sister.
That's why the world is so corrupt today.
Maybe. Are you going to go see the Barbie movie?
I am. I'm going to wait a couple weeks, though. Okay. I just want everything to die down.
I'm excited to see it, but I'm not buying into the Barbie hype right now. I can't.
So I have always loved Barbie. Like when I
Me too. I bet you that I had 300 Barbie dolls.
Right?
300.
My whole room, everything was covered in Barbie. It even was to the point, like, I had Barbie just random, you know, like, jewelry, makeup, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then in high school, my nickname, actually, for basketball, they put Barbie on my jersey.
Love it.
Because they were like, you're a
Shannon
little...
Shannon is basketball Barbie.
Basketball Barbie. That's what they would make all of my teammates. They were just like, you don't really fit a basketball player. I'm like... What is a basketball player supposed to look like? They're like, you look like a Barbie doll. I'm like, oh, well, thanks. I'll take it. Okay. But, I mean, I can't do a split or any of that kind of stuff.
No. I'm trying to think what Barbie I would be.
What Barbie? Like.
Overtired Barbie? Is that a thing?
Overworked, overtired, over everything. Yeehaw.
Oh, bless.
Oh, that's funny. No, I was looking to see. Oh, look, what was the last thing you Googled?
Ooh.
Mine was Brittany Mahomes after watching The Quarterback.
So have you watched The Quarterback
show? I've only watched two episodes right now. Very interesting. Three total opposite quarterbacks.
Yes.
I got to say, I did not realize Kirk Cousins was so...
Nerdy?
Yes. I was trying to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, even my
Siri's
phone
talking
say
to you
it.
Over
yes.
there.
Yes. But he's like the kid that, like, it just seems to be so sweet and loving. And But did you see where they had him singing in like a little group?
Yes.
I was like, oh, a little boy band.
Yeah. Well, he did that thing on stage of the ESPYs and they showed it. Do you remember that?
Uh-uh.
Past year. He sang on the ESPYs with Kelly Clarkson last year.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. I need to watch that.
Are you going to let your boys watch the show?
We're in episode two. Like I said, we've seen those two. Patrick Mahomes is he's his age. He's shown his age just with the swearing and everything. Not saying that's a bad thing. I mean, kids hear that all the time, unfortunately. So Grayson is so obsessed with football that I would love for him to see just what it truly takes to be a quarterback or even just a football player in general.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things that I – think we might let them see, but want to finish out the season and just see kind of.
Yeah, so you and Baird are kind of watching it together. Prior to.
We're not normally people that watch stuff together.
Well, is quarterbacks bringing you guys together?
Yeah, I have my side of the couch. She has his side of the couch, and typically we have a bowl of ice cream like watching quarterback while they're doing all their running and sweating.
So you're not watching it in bed together?
Oh no.
Do you guys have a TV in your bedroom?
Yes, that's okay. My TV.
Can I tell you that when you're folding laundry?
When I'm folding laundry and before I go to bed, like it's not his TV, that's mine.
When we were building our house. We were walking around with the builder, and the way our master bedroom was set up, there's not – the door is, like, right in the middle of the wall that you would – opposite of where the bed would go.
Okay.
So in my head, I literally was trying to think of, like, okay, where is the TV going to go that it's going to work out?
Yeah.
Because in our old master bedroom, like, the door was on a side wall, so the wall in front of the bed was open, and you just hung it right in the middle of the wall. So I went up to our builder, and we were doing our walk around, and I asked the question, I was like, in other houses of this model, like, where are people putting the TV? Like, what side are they putting the TV on? Or, like, do you have a recommendation on how the TV should lay out here? Do you know what he told me? A TV is not meant for a master bedroom.
What?
There are only certain things that happen in a master bedroom, and that should be not TV time.
Whatever.
This man was lecturing me. I'm paying more money than I know what to do with for my house. And he's telling me that I shouldn't have the TV in my master bedroom.
Well, some things make people more happier than others.
Yeah.
Like, if I didn't have a TV in my room, I would never get to watch TV.
I agree with you on that. Yeah.
Like, that's where I'll fold laundry. Like, I even have a chair in our room that me and Max, my little Yorkie, we just go and sit in there and we'll watch TV.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't watch one Hallmark movie if I didn't have a TV. Because the kids have their TV upstairs in the loft.
So do we.
So they can watch the TV up there. But a lot of times they seem to take over the living room. But then when sports season, especially Clemson, I never get the TV in our living room. The only time I'll get our TV in the living room is when I'm cooking dinner and having the news on in the background.
Yes, exactly.
So.
And that's not really what I want to be watching.
No.
But if I put on something else while I'm cooking dinner, I'm not going to pay attention to what
it
is. So
it's like, at least I can see what the weather's going to be.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's hilarious, though.
I was shamed. I don't know if it was mom shamed or couple shamed or whatever. But
was he like the age of like a father? No,
I thought he was going to be like this cool dude. Like, he was a youngerish.
Oh wow,
I mean, older than us, but
yeah, but still
not. You know,
no, no.
Yeah,
I guess the TV for
I thought Lewis was
going to
die laughing, and of course. Yeah, yeah.
Did Lewis, like, crack a dad joke or something?
No, but I think he was downstairs when it happened, but he, like, heard it, and he gave me so much hell after that.
That is so funny.
Like, when he was hanging the TV in our bedroom, and he was like, are you sure we need to be putting this in here now? No.
Look, I made sure because I decided that the TV we had in our bedroom a few years ago, I was like, this is kind of small. I mean, since I'm the one watching TV in here, and it's the only time I can watch TV. I'm like, you know, I'm going to get Barrett a new TV for the living room, say it's for him, and then take the TV that's in the living room and put in the bedroom.
It
worked out great in my favor.
Mm-hmm.
So now in the bedroom, there's a 65-inch TV that's mine.
I was going to say, I think ours is like 65.
Yeah.
It's somewhere. It's quite large.
I mean, I need to be able to see it, and I want to enjoy the TV.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Well, and you're saying, too, your master's upstairs. It seems like these days that most of the houses are the masters are downstairs. Did you guys particularly
bedroom? Yeah, so our plan layout, there's no bedrooms at all downstairs in our house. So it was just the way the layout of the house is. Yeah, so everything's all the, I guess, non-living quarter. I don't know. The bedrooms are all upstairs, whatever.
Is the laundry room upstairs? Oh,
yes.
That's good, at least, because, man, that would be hauling everything upstairs constantly.
Yeah, no, that's nice. Except for laundry just ends up in our hallway upstairs.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Folding laundry is absolutely the worst, isn't it?
It is. Actually, for me, folding laundry isn't as bad as putting the laundry away.
Like, yeah, I'll give you that because mine sits in piles too.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah.
So, man, so talking about housing, I don't know about you, but like anytime that we'll drive around, see a house, it's like, I wish I could do that to my house or, ooh. I wish I could do that. This is why I could never do real estate again.
Just keep adding things.
Yes, adding things and then things you can't even do. Because me, I'll start a project, completely screw it up, and then Barrett gets frustrated and then has to try to fix it.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be a good thing in our marriage.
I often drive down the road and I look at houses and I just wonder what the inside of houses look like.
Yes.
In my head, it's like a game I play with myself. And I'm always like, oh, do you think that one has, like, the grandma feel with, like, the cozy knit pieces? Or, you know, is it just completely, like, hoarded out?
Yeah.
And, you know, there's stuff just
everywhere.
Or is this, like, an older house that the people inside really take good care of it? I always just run stories through my head of when I look at houses. Or, like, old abandoned buildings. I always think about even what the inside of them look like right now.
Well, I always am that person that, you know, you'll be watching, like, TV, and here they are, like, these houses that people are looking for. You know, they have $600,000 to work with, and these houses are so teeny tiny. It's like, what do these people do? And how do they afford such a small home at such a high price. And I guess in the state of South Carolina, we're fortunate, even though the housing market is pretty high, but it's not like crazy high that.
We were just talking the other day, and I don't remember who it was, but it was a family that lives in New York City, and they just moved in. They have two kids, and they just moved into a two-bedroom apartment. They were living in a one-bedroom place in New York City.
I would go crazy.
Can you imagine being on top of your kids?
No.
I don't care how bad I want to live in New York City.
I don't know if, and this isn't sounding spoiled at all, but I don't know if my kids could actually even share a room.
Yeah, it's true.
My, like, they both need their space, and I understand, because I need my space at times.
Your boys share a bathroom, though, right?
They share a bathroom, and, you know, it. That's already hard enough. You know, one might be taking a long shower, and the other one's like, oh, can I just take a shower in your bathroom, Mom? Yes. Just wait.
I can't wait. I mean, I walked in the bathroom the other day, and Colton had toothpaste everywhere.
And even, you know, in his hair?
No, just all over the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what my thought in the head was? Well, toothpaste cleans teeth. I wonder if this isn't in any way cleaning anything that's in this bathroom right now.
Sure, why not?
Like, when I wipe this up, is there any type of antibacterial killing matter that's happening?
It's killing those germs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Making them, like, nice and pretty white. And then that, and then the soap. Does he ever... My kids have gotten, and they've gotten a little bit better with this, but they would dump out the soap just to fill it up with water.
In the bathtub?
Yes. Like, you just wasted that soap.
Lewis walked out of the bathtub last night and goes, we need to buy more soap. And I was like, I just bought some. And he was like, well, it is currently all floating in the bottom of the bathtub.
It's like, well, I guess that bath was very clean.
Yeah.
We haven't took it. They don't do baths that
Okay,
often,
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Soap for kids. I don't know what kind of shampoo and soap your kids are using now, but think of like when they were the younger side of things. Lewis told me that it was, we had Johnson & Johnson
baby soap.
And I was using it for the hair as well.
Yeah.
And he was like, what do you mean we don't have different shampoo?
Good. And now, like, they
I didn't
have,
know that was a thing. No. I was like, isn't that, it's all the same.
No, it's all the same. The boys, though, they wanted Barrett's, like, spicy, the old spice.
That totally makes sense. I get it.
So they have that. But then Gabriel got a little bit of it in his eyes not too long ago. So he likes the Dial, like, soap. I think it's the blue kind. I don't know. It's the kind that I had in my shower, and it doesn't smell like girls. So he's like, I want that. And then I think I use, like, Suave or... I don't know, some type of, but I think the shampoo that I have is shampoo, body wash, combine. But they just like to have different smells.
Yeah, no.
You
totally
just never know. But yes, no, I always did Johnson & Johnson, like.
I had to stop and question myself for a moment.
From head to toe, that's their quote, right?
Right, exactly. Exactly. I was like, just because it doesn't say shampoo on the bottle, it's.
You should go back to him and be like, soap. So do you use the same? Because Barrett's the Old Spice, it's the shampoo plus body wash.
Oh, no.
No? Okay.
I think Lewis is a little bougie when it comes to that stuff. He likes the fancy. Lewis. He goes down that fancy aisle in Target, you know, where they have, like, the special stuff in them.
All right. So I'm assuming Christmas time or birthdays, you just make sure that that's what you get.
It's a great gift option.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's funny. Has Nolan got, not Nolan, but Colton, has he gotten, into any of Lewis's soap or anything?
No. He does, every once in a while, he'll take a shower in our shower, and he always asks to use daddy's soap. So I guess in a way that's,
Just wait until he starts trying to take his deodorant.
Bless.
So Barrett has noticed, he's like, why does my deodorant, the stick, it's like sometimes deformed. I'm like, guess one of your kids used it again. There was one time it looked like it was a bite mark on it. I'm like, that didn't taste good.
Oh, my gosh. When Colton was, like, 2 years old, I think, walking, not as independent as, I don't know, it was probably a year and a half, 2 years, he took a bite out of one of the toilet things that you keep in your toilet to keep them fresh, like the like
the Clorox Lysol.
Yes, I had to call the poison control center.
Sorry, it's not funny, but
no, it was one of those that I'm like, oh my god, I cannot believe this just happened.
I'm just a bad parent. Yes, I'm so sorry.
Yes, luckily he didn't like swallow anything, and honestly, the poison control center said that most of those are majority soap.
Yeah.
So that, like, it's not a big deal. He was like, but obviously watched for, like, vomiting or anything like that. And he was fine. But that was one of those, like, great
aha moments. Yeah. Like, what am I doing? Not correct. Paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. The things that they do.
Yeah. Nolan is getting to that age now where
he's starting.
Baby gates are going up.
Oh.
We're on the move. I don't think I've updated you guys on this.
No, you haven't. How old is he now?
He'll be 10 months the beginning of August.
Oh, he's going to be walking probably soon.
On the move. Big time.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. What is he getting into? What's his favorite things to get into?
His brother's toys.
Of course.
Yeah.
Does he get into the Tupperware? Like, do you have a...
So our Tupperware is on a shelf in our pantry.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have the things, though, that you put on the knobs, on the cabinets?
We have them. We haven't put them up yet. I don't know if we will. Well, I'm sure we will. I say that.
Yeah.
But second child, I guess. Maybe we won't. Who knows?
I know I did it under the kitchen sink because of just all the cleaning supplies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I realized, like, a little bit further in when Grayson was really starting to move around. And Gabriel, of course, they're so close. But it was just Gabriel wasn't as active as Grayson. I'm like, oh, I need to put those outlet things in.
Yeah.
So I
yeah, I saw
that.
Nolan reaching for an outlet the other day. I'm like, oh, I got to do that. Remind myself.
Hey, so how many words is he saying now?
He's got mama and dada down pretty well. He can high five. He can clap really well. He's the major copycat mode. Like anything that we do, he does it right afterwards. If you stick out your tongue, if you, it's really adorable.
Make sure you don't do something wrong for him to follow.
Yeah.
Aww. Well, does he learn the sign language then at school?
I would assume so. I don't
more.
Yeah.
So, like. Does he do this a lot? Like it's and then this.
Uh-huh.
So it's like that's more, and then this is food. Mm-hmm. Is that right or something?
Yeah.
Putting my hands
together. Hands together,
like,
for
like
all
y'all
of those
can see.
That.
I'm sorry. Well, now how's Colton taken for being a big brother?
Oh, he's good.
Yeah.
I'm just shocked at him every day of how well he takes on the big brother role.
Does he try changing his diapers?
No, he hasn't tried that.
No.
Mm-hmm. No.
Aw. Now, Nolan's actually eating food.
Yes. The beginning of this week, we had to start bringing in, what do they call them, pickup food.
Oh, they have a word for it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So in my head, so this is also a funny story, Shannon. So this was Wednesday that they were like, we're going to take you, like, if you can start bringing in pickup food. So, like, food that they can pick up off their tray and eat.
Oh, okay. That makes sense now.
Yes, exactly. All right. Mm-hmm. So not like the spoon-fed food. So I was like, all right. Well, Wednesday night I got home and realized that, like, we didn't have any type of fruit that I could cut up, anything like that. So I sent in scrambled eggs in the morning.
Okay.
And I thought that I sent in enough scrambled eggs for two meals, but apparently that memo didn't get across or I didn't explain it. I get it. Maybe our boy was really hungry. I'm not sure. And I sent in half a granola bar.
Okay.
And
oh, granola bar. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, the Nutri-Grain kind, like the soft kind with the fruit in the middle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So then I go pick him up at school on Wednesday and they were like, so you didn't pack any lunch for him. They were like, next time tomorrow, can we pack lunch? And I was like, oh, okay, yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and then I didn't really want to tell them that I didn't pack lunch because I didn't really have anything else in my cabinet that he could eat. Like, I just didn't have time to get to the grocery store.
I mean, it's all good. Don't you have lunch there that you can feed him?
Well, he had his spoon-fed stuff still. Like,
so
he had plenty
good.
Of it. I had, there was enough baby food there for the rest of the week. So he didn't not eat, folks.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Macaroni and cheese, your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Has he had that yet?
He has had some pasta. I don't think he's had macaroni and cheese yet, but.
Oh, he's got the, still do, but the microwavable mm-hmm. one. But when they were younger, I only would put maybe a third of like that, the cheese, like mm-hmm. the powdered cheese in there, and then stir it up so it wasn't as much of a mess. Because I look back at the pictures, and I guess I was just mean mom. But I used to make the boys actually take their shirts off when they would eat.
Any, yes.
Okay, so all of these pictures uh-huh. from like the first few years of both of the boys eating, I'm like, I guess we just always ate with our shirts off. And the boys, they're like, Mama, why did you never let us wear our shirts? And we were always just in our diapers, it looks like. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, because y'all make a mess.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that's mm-hmm. how we were able to save some of our clothing mm-hmm. for them to go to Gabriel to Grayson.
And most of the time at dinner, you're going in the bath right afterwards
exactly.
anyway.
Exactly.
So.
I just laugh about it. My mom used to make fun of me about it because she's like, why do you make those kids never have clothes on? And now afterwards, she's like, well, that did make sense.
Mm-hmm. Like, thanks,
yeah,
Mom.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Get things right every once in a while.
Right? Once in a blue moon.
Once in a while.
I mean, it's different having girls to boys. I'm assuming.
I would assume, yeah.
I don't have girls, but since we are girls, like, I would assume. Us girls are a little bit more particular. Oh, I have to tell you, so Gabriel.
We haven't caught up in a while. This is fun.
We haven't, no. Gabriel broke his glasses last week.
Oh,
and but he stopped wearing his bifocals about 7 or 8 months ago. He was just like, Mama, the bifocals, I just can't see as well. I'm like, all right. Because he had to wear the bifocals to help with the correction of his eyes. When he had the surgery when he was 2, it was the lazy eye and mm-hmm. everything. So I'm like, all right, well, then let's wear your sports glasses and see how that does. Well, he stopped having his headaches. He was, like, not walking funny anymore. Like, he just seemed to be so much better, smoother mm-hmm. and everything. But his sports glasses, they're regular glasses, but mm-hmm. they're Oakley frames because they were – kind of looking sporty, but not really, mm-hmm. you know. But they were more durable.
Yeah.
Even though his regular glasses, they were Nikes because, like, you know, I mean, the little check mark, that's cool.
Right.
So got those glasses, those Oakleys, which were the sports glasses, back in August of 2021. Yeah, the insurance covered only for a year. Mm. So when he broke them last week, nothing was covered. And we don't go back to the eye doctor until August 1st.
Oh, no.
So got the new frames,
uh-huh.
same frames as what he had, but still the old lenses.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of hoping that, like, all right, can we just get another pair of lenses for these frames when we go back to the
right.
eye doctor for...
I'm sure they'll be able to do that, right?
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well, it just depends on, I guess, what his prescription will be.
True.
But I'm like, really? And he just left them on his towel during water day and stepped on them. And that's just how, it's just the thinking process of, like, he can't, everything has to be in a certain, like, everything
mm-hmm.
we, is like a timed out. I know that we've talked about that before, but, like, you know, he has to put his glasses down, he has to then do his shoes, he has to grab his towel, he has to, like, so mm-hmm. many different steps that are involved, and he just missed one step, and there it goes.
Mm.
So, yeah. Happy birthday to me. That was the birthday gift to myself. but, you know, it's all good. Life keeps on trucking along.
I won't ask about how the rest of the birthday went.
Yeah. Kids were sick. Air conditioning.
Because you were supposed to take a trip, right?
We were. We were supposed to go to the lake house.
Uh-huh.
But we decided it was just one thing after another. The kids got sick. Air conditioning unit stopped working right, and I mean, in this heat, 110 degrees.
Yeah, you cannot. Like,
no.
Have
so
that.
We had to get that fixed. Max, my little Yorkie, wasn't feeling well. It was just one thing after another. But I gotta say, like, I came back. I took off. My birthday was on a Saturday. I took off that Friday, and then that Monday. I came back to work on that Tuesday, and I think that my department that I'm in just knew that, like, I just had not the greatest of a birthday. They decorated my whole office of just,
sometimes,
like,
sometimes it's
balloons.
The little things, right?
It was the sweetest thing ever. And honestly, like, at times I'm like, you know, when you work with the work family in a sense, it's like, do they like me? Do they not like me? You know, you mm-hmm. always kind of question that just because we are around each other so often. And, you know, it's some of us, we don't really hang out after work. Just, I mean, we have lives and everything else. But it really meant a lot, especially some of the people. I'm like, oh, they do like me. They do like me. It's so cool. So it was really sweet. And then my ambassadors that I oversee, the ambassador program here, they did like a special little birthday prize for me or celebration. They gave me some flowers and a nice new cup. What is it? The Stanley?
Oh, you got a Stanley?
I got a Stanley. I heard that's a big deal.
In the mom world. Right? Excuse me.
I know. I was like, I'm fancy.
Is that it right there?
This is my Coastal Carolina cup. Okay. It's very similar to
it
that.
It does, yes.
But the person who got it for me, Bobby, who is a South Carolina and Duke fan, which, mm-hmm. you know, those people.
Bobby's been on the show before, right?
Bobby's been on the show before. Mm-hmm. She got me a Carolina blue one. She was like, it really took a lot for me to get this for you. So I was like, oh, that's so sweet. But yes.
Look at you.
I know. I was like, look at me. I'm fancy. This is special.
You're like down in the Instagram moms.
I mean, I'm like, oh, this is stuff. And then got me some bath bomb smelling stuff. Ooh. And they smell so good that this probably sounds hilarious. But I'm going to put them in different rooms. They have like such a, the smell.
Mm-hmm. So strong.
They're so strong that like. That my front room where I put all like the gift or whatever, my front room within 30 minutes, it smelled amazing.
Mm.
I'm like, all right, because I don't really get to take baths that often because the bathtub is in the boys' bathroom, mm-hmm. and sometimes I just don't feel like dealing with.
I don't find baths that relaxing.
I used to love baths, but honestly, if I have 30 minutes to myself, typically that 30 minutes is spent whether it's like folding laundry, straightening up, or just going to bed early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought this summer, though, I was going to be gung-ho about, and I know it's so hot out, but I was like, I'm going to start exercising again. Or just, I don't have to get up. I get to sleep an extra 15 minutes mm-hmm. with the way that school is to summer camp.
Yeah.
And 15 minutes is a lot of time,
That is a lot of time.
And I'm like, I'm going to get up. I'm going to do the elliptical every morning.
How many mornings have you done it?
Don't think the elliptical has been plugged in like a year.
Fair.
So that hasn't really turned mm-hmm. out to be my favor.
Well, I tried to lay out a plan in my head last night.
Okay.
So my birthday is August 19th. And I was like, you know what? August 1st, I'm going to start 19 days of straight working out.
Okay.
So we'll see how that goes.
All right. Maybe we can cheer each other on doing something. I think we should, take us on the road and go to different places and check out some of the places that you can work out here. I mean, you could go to Topgolf. That's still a workout. You're getting your arm,
moving.
Right?
Yeah.
You're moving your arms. You're doing that. Mm-hmm. We've talked about yoga. We've talked about just sports in general. Maybe they let us be in the batting cages. I don't think I've ever truly, hit a baseball, that well.
Well, hitting baseballs is fun. It takes out a lot of aggression.
That mm-hmm. sounds fun. You know what? Another thing I would love to do is the axe throwing.
I've done that, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I was at the police.
The ninja stars that they have way more fun than the axe.
Those are, what are they called?
Ninja stars,
are they
think,
ninja
right?
stars?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was at the police station last week for an event, and actually a couple of the officers were encouraging me to go as being a mom, a female, you know, and just the way society is. They were actually encouraging me to go and take classes, shooting classes, to go to the shooting range mm-hmm. or the driving range or whatever it's called. I don't know.
Shooting range. Yeah.
I was like, I've never even held a gun before besides a Nerf gun.
Me either.
So they're like, you really need to do that. You need to consider it. We're not trying to teach you violence. We're trying to teach you
safety
and not to be scared of something if mm-hmm. you're in need of that. So that might would be something interesting
for
us to do.
Yeah.
We just have it a new.
If you got me to do that, Lewis would be so jealous.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe it's a date night.
Maybe. I just can't.
I just don't. I know. Like I said, I've never touched a gun.
Me either.
I've Nerf guns. Well, we were trying to use the Nerf gun in the at a work event yesterday.
And I know.
I think those Nerf guns just weren't real Nerf guns.
I don't think that they were highest quality Nerf gun.
We've had plenty of Nerf gun fights in our household, mm-hmm. and I've hit the target pretty mm-hmm. well.
Yeah. I saw this awesome thing on Instagram where this mom made a Nerf gun wall in her house. Did you see that? With the cork board.
One of my girlfriends made one for her son, and I'm like, can you please do this for me?
Our house would be insane all the time, because I swear, Lewis and I would just pick them up all the time and just blast each other.
So
Lewis and I play games in our house. Everything is a game in our house. Everything.
I can believe that. Y'all are both everything is a game. See, I get frustrated and get angry sometimes because, like, sometimes to bear it just more of a joke, and then he's, like, pushing me along.
No, like, if we're picking up toys.
Who can get the most toys?
No, who can, like, we'll stand at ranges and, like, throw them into the toy bucket and who can make the most in. Like, that is a regular game in our
this
house.
This is fun. Mm-hmm. So, do you guys have a lot of Nerf guns?
We don't currently.
So when we found out we were pregnant with Gabriel, one of the first, like, toys that Barrett got was, like, this huge Nerf gun with, like, I think it has, like, 40 or something bullets that you can put in it. Mm. He's like, we're going to have Nerf gun fights one day. I'm like, the kid's not even born. All right, sure. Mm-hmm. Sure enough, though, they now have the Nerf gun fights because we have Nerf guns all over the house.
Yeah.
Ah. Mm-hmm. I know what I'm getting you for your birthday.
Do it.
Or should I give it to Lewis? Here, Lewis.
No.
See, these are the little things that Colton and Nolan are going to take away from y'all, though.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I don't know. It might be, like, all four of y'all tackling each other.
So, like, if we're picking up, and sometimes we'll just do it if there's, like, a ball laying around and we'll just pick it up and, like, we'll pick a bucket or, like, a basket that's laying on the floor or whatever and we'll see who can make it in. Well, when we play, like, distance is pretty far.
If you're in the way, you're in screwed.
Yeah. And Colton is the one who will go get the ball for us because we can't move from our spot because that's our spot, man. Like, that's it. So he's running around picking up the ball, and Mom and Dad are over here shooting basketballs.
It's like throwing the ball to the dog.
Yes, exactly.
Go fetch.
Yeah.
Go get it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we kind of give Colton his chance to throw every once in a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You probably let him stand in a different spot, though.
Or we'll play the game where we'll start throwing a ball back and forth to each other, and the first one to drop it. Like, we do this a lot in the pool. Mm-hmm. You can't drop it. Or, like, if you catch it with your left hand, you can only throw it with your left hand.
You so truly don't chill.
No. Mm-mm.
Like, you don't.
Until I sleep.
Yeah. Like, I'm constantly moving, but, like, if we're at the pool, I'm going to sit.
Yeah, no. And you've seen us at the beach.
Oh, yeah.
You don't stop.
You don't stop. Like, me, on the other hand, I'm like, I'm just going to sit here and drink my cocktail and just chill. That's about the only time, though, that I do. But you guys, yeah. Did Lewis play sports?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Y'all are constantly.
Yeah, and there's a lot of times where I miss competition. So, like, Lewis and I will just come up with something to do that's great. Like, we've talked about, should we get a dartboard? Should we get a pool table? Like, anything. Just
y'all gotta come to over because we have that. Now it's the kid size, but it's the, what is it, like the 5-in-1, like the pool table, the hockey table, the pin, not the pinball, but the, what is it called?
Foosball?
Foosball, yeah. All of that, like, all in one. Do y'all have that ring, you know, that you have to, like, throw it to
We
try
play
to get
that
the
at the at bars, but we don't have it at our house. But
I got one, but I didn't realize, like, how kind of intense you have to put it together. Like,
you gotta have a good space for it too. You can't just, like,
it's just sitting in the garage right now with a lot of other
sporting
gear.
No, Lewis and I are very competitive.
This is funny.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see the two of y'all in action and see what y'all are gonna do.
Have I ever told you about the time that we played trivia together?
No.
It almost ended our relationship. We were dating at the time, and I thought Lewis was gonna. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Were y'all playing against each other or on the same team?
We were on the same team.
But you thought you were right and he thought he was right.
No.
No. Oh, okay.
So Lewis, when it comes to trivia, is not that into it. Like, that's just not his thing. And I really enjoy trivia, although I will admit I'm not very good at it.
Okay.
Because I don't know a lot about music. So anytime they ask a music question, it's over my head. I can't.
So
even...
Barrett would be, like, the best partner for you.
Yeah. Like,
I suck at trivia. Me and Lewis can cheer
y'all on. Any of the pop culture stuff, I'm all over.
Okay. History,
sports, all that kind of stuff. The other area I'm not gonna is anytime they ask, like, to put something in order, like year order, when things came out. I don't know anything about years. I'm terrible
at
all
that. What year are we in?
Yeah, exactly. So we were playing, and he wasn't really paying attention. We also had two other people on our team that were super good at trivia, like, played all the time.
Okay.
So I think that he just was like, I don't need to be part of this team, really. I'm just gonna zone out for a few minutes. And it was a question that came up. And I knew that he would know the answer. Like, as soon as I heard it, I was like, oh, Lewis is going to know the answer to this question.
Yeah.
And he, like, couldn't remember. He, like, wasn't paying attention enough to, like, understand what the question was asking.
Yeah.
So I was, like, yelling at him. And I was like, you know this answer. You know it. And he was like, Jen, you're really embarrassing me. Like, can you please stop? And I was like, but you know this answer. You know it.
Oh, he was like, funny.
I don't know it. I'm so sorry.
Oh.
And... yeah, so he always brings that up all the time. He's like, yeah, we can't play trivia together. Not ever again.
We are so going for a trivia night, mm-hmm. the four of us. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of date nights planned.
We do.
I mean, because I think that would be hilarious. I suck at trivia. But they're the questions that no one knows, those are the mm-hmm. ones that I have the answer for.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, retaining stuff for me, it's only if it's interesting to me. Mm-hmm. If it's not interesting to me, mm-mm. Barrett, he's a walking encyclopedia.
Okay.
And knows the most random knowledge you can ever imagine.
Is he good at trivia? Like, yes, he's good at it?
He wins all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I love trivia. Love, love, love. But we don't go because... obviously, we've had a bad conflict over it, so.
As I'm choking up over here. That is funny. Mm-hmm. What are other things that y'all are competition-wise?
What else do we do? Everything is a competition for us. Have you ever played Buffalo?
No, what's a Buffalo? Okay. All I know is Buffalo Trace, the bourbon.
So it's somewhat drinking, but this started from Lewis's friends. And basically, if you get caught with your drink in your right hand, you can call Buffalo on that person.
Okay.
And they have to finish their drink. So it's you thinking of always keeping your drink in your left hand.
I would be...
Right? It's not a good thing. We play more jokingly. Like, we don't play on a regular basis. But yeah. Every once in a while, it would be funny to, like, hey, Buffalo.
But what do you get if you lose?
You have to drink your whole drink.
Oh, chug it. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess it depends on what type of mood I'm in.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it was super popular when we were getting married, and I had to ban Buffalo from our wedding.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's mm-hmm. funny.
I was like, I had a sit down with the groomsmen, and I was like, there will be no Buffalo on the wedding day. Do we hear this? No Buffalo on the wedding day.
That is too funny.
Uh-huh.
I just looked at my phone. It's already 4:15.
Holy moly.
I know.
What are we doing?
We're just randomly talking.
Well, Shannon, this was fun and a good catch up.
This was fun.
I enjoyed myself.
Me too. It was definitely a good way to end a Friday.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think more of these will do.
Agreed. All right. You ready to wrap it up?
Yeah, I guess we
all right,
need to.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Happy Friday, y'all.
Yay.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is the beach. Here, you're free to be your best self because Myrtle Beach is 60 miles made for you. You belong at the beach.
Beach easy.